State Examinations Commission. Leaving Certificate Applied, 2004. Social Education. You will hear a recording of a report. This report focuses on the issue of child labour. There are two parts to this report. After hearing each part, you will be given time to answer the questions as instructed. First playing. You will hear the entire report. This will give you a general idea of what the report is about. Second playing. You will hear only part one. Listen carefully, as you will hear this only once. Then you will be given time to answer questions 1 to 5. Third playing. You will hear only part two. Again, listen carefully, as you will hear this only once. You will be given time to answer questions 6 to 9. Fourth playing. You will hear the entire report. You should then answer question 10, which will be spoken on the tape. After which, you will be given time to write your answer. You will now hear the full report. There is space for notes in your answer book. My name is Tom Barry, and I work with children and families affected by child labour. I would like to tell you about the situation of child labour. It is estimated that there are approximately 246 million children between the ages of 5 and 17 engaged in child labour worldwide. Almost three-quarters work in dangerous situations or conditions, in mines, working with chemicals and pesticides, in agriculture, or working with dangerous machinery. The most hazardous forms of child labour include participating in armed conflict, prostitution and pornography, or forced into debt bondage or other forms of slavery. Child labour is a source of income for poor families. However, even when whole families work, their total income can be less than a dollar a day. Because there is no social welfare system, nor easy access to loans, poor families feel they need the money from their children's work to survive. Child earnings are nearly always lower than those of adults, even where the two are doing the same job. Employers employ children because it is cheaper. They do not even have to pay the minimum wage. Also, children can be forced to do unpaid overtime. In India, there is widespread adult unemployment. Yet there are more than 60 million children working, the highest figure of children working in the world. Most poor people have little access to bank loans or other sources of credit. Because of this, parents are forced to turn to local moneylenders, and their children are forced into bonded labour. The Human Rights Watch describe bonded labour as a situation where a child is forced to work in conditions of servitude in order to pay off a debt. Children are made work to repay the interest on the loan, but since the loan interest is greater than their wages, the only possible way out is for parents to make a lump sum payment and this is extremely difficult to get. Even if bonded labourers are released, the poverty that caused them to be in debt often does not change, and therefore they are forced to slip back into bondage. In 2003, a European campaign against child labour started, called School is the Best Place to Work. Concern, German AgroAction, and HIVOS of the Netherlands joined forces to call on national governments and the European Union to take more action to end child labour. Child labour is not just about poverty. Poor quality schools, lack of schools, or the expense of sending children to school means that children do not get an education. Parents' attitude to education is also a problem, as many parents feel that children should work instead of going to school. In order to end child labour, education should be compulsory, available and free to all children. Teachers also need to be well trained to provide an appropriate education for these children. Many countries have child labour laws, and these need to be enforced. Having laws is of little use if they are regularly ignored. We in the first world can help. We should no longer buy goods that we know to have been produced by child labour. We should also encourage others not to buy these goods. We should let the manufacturers know why we are not buying their product. We should also encourage our government and the European Union to create a policy to end child labour and to give overseas aid to provide primary education for all children. You will now hear part one of the report. Please read questions 1 to 5. You have 1 minute. Part 1. My name is Tom Barry, and I work with children and families affected by child labour. I would like to tell you about the situation of child labour. It is estimated that there are approximately 246 million children between the ages of 5 and 17 engaged in child labour worldwide. Almost three-quarters work in dangerous situations or conditions, in mines, working with chemicals and pesticides, in agriculture, or working with dangerous machinery. The most hazardous forms of child labour include participating in armed conflict, prostitution, and pornography, or forced into debt bondage or other forms of slavery. Child labour is a source of income for poor families. However, even when whole families work, their total income can be less than a dollar a day. Because there is no social welfare system, nor easy access to loans, poor families feel they need the money from their children's work to survive. Child earnings are nearly always lower than those of adults, even where the two are doing the same job. Employers employ children because it is cheaper. They do not even have to pay the minimum wage. Also, children can be forced to do unpaid overtime. In India, there is widespread adult unemployment, yet there are more than 60 million children working, the highest figure of children working in the world. Most poor people have little access to bank loans or other sources of credit. Because of this, parents are forced to turn to local moneylenders, and their children are forced into bonded labour. The Human Rights Watch described bonded labour as a situation where a child is forced to work in conditions of servitude in order to pay off a debt. Children are made work to repay the interest on the loan, but since the loan interest is greater than their wages, the only possible way out is for parents to make a lump sum payment, and this is extremely difficult to get. Even if bonded labourers are released, the poverty that caused them to be in debt often does not change, and therefore they are forced to slip back into bondage. Please answer questions 1 to 5 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear part two of the report. Please read questions 6 to 9. You have 1 minute. Part 2. In 2003, a European campaign against child labour started, called School is the Best Place to Work. Concern, German Agro Action and HIVO's of the Netherlands joined forces to call on national governments and the European Union to take more action to end child labour. Child labour is not just about poverty. Poor quality schools, lack of schools, or the expense of sending children to school means that children do not get an education. Parents' attitude to education is also a problem, as many parents feel that children should work instead of going to school. In order to end child labour, education should be compulsory, available and free to all children. Teachers also need to be well trained to provide an appropriate education for these children. Many countries have child labour laws, and these need to be enforced. Having laws is of little use if they are regularly ignored. We in the first world can help. We should no longer buy goods that we know to have been produced by child labour. We should also encourage others not to buy these goods. We should let the manufacturers know why we are not buying their product. We should also encourage our government and the European Union to create a policy to end child labour, and to give overseas aid to provide primary education for all children. Please answer questions 6 to 9 now. You have 10 minutes. You have 5 minutes left. You have 1 minute left. You will now hear the entire report again. After this, you will hear a recording of question 10. My name is Tom Barry, and I work with children and families affected by child labour. I would like to tell you about the situation of child labour. It is estimated that there are approximately 246 million children between the ages of 5 and 17 engaged in child labour worldwide. Almost three-quarters work in dangerous situations or conditions, in mines, working with chemicals and pesticides, in agriculture, or working with dangerous machinery. The most hazardous forms of child labour include participating in armed conflict, prostitution and pornography, or forced into debt bondage or other forms of slavery. Child labour is a source of income for poor families. However, even when whole families work, their total income can be less than a dollar a day. Because there is no social welfare system, nor easy access to loans, poor families feel they need the money from their children's work to survive. Child earnings are nearly always lower than those of adults, even where the two are doing the same job. Employers employ children because it is cheaper. They do not even have to pay the minimum wage. Also, children can be forced to do unpaid overtime. In India, there is widespread adult unemployment, yet there are more than 60 million children working, the highest figure of children working in the world. Most poor people have little access to bank loans or other sources of credit. Because of this, parents are forced to turn to local moneylenders, and their children are forced into bonded labour. The Human Rights Watch describe bonded labour as a situation where a child is forced to work in conditions of servitude in order to pay off a debt. Children are made work to repay the interest on the loan, but since the loan interest is greater than their wages, the only possible way out is for parents to make a lump sum payment, and this is extremely difficult to get. Even if bonded labourers are released, the poverty that caused them to be in debt often does not change, and therefore they are forced to slip back into bondage. In 2003, a European campaign against child labour started, called School is the Best Place to Work. Concern, German Agro Action, and HIVOS of the Netherlands joined forces to call on national governments and the European Union to take more action to end child labour. Child labour is not just about poverty. Poor quality schools, lack of schools, or the expense of sending children to school means that children do not get an education. Parents' attitude to education is also a problem, as many parents feel that children should work instead of going to school. In order to end child labour, education should be compulsory, available and free to all children. Teachers also need to be well trained to provide an appropriate education for these children. Many countries have child labour laws, and these need to be enforced. Having laws is of little use if they are regularly ignored. We in the first world can help. We should no longer buy goods that we know to have been produced by child labor. We should also encourage others not to buy these goods. We should let the manufacturers know why we are not buying their product. We should also encourage our government and the European Union to create a policy to end child labor and to give overseas aid to provide primary education for all children. You will now hear a recording of question 10. You will hear this question twice. Question 10. List and explain three human rights from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which are denied to children engaged in child labor. Question 10. List and explain three human rights from the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which are denied to children engaged in child labor. You have 3 minutes from now to answer this question. You have 1 minute left. This completes Section A, Oral Test. Please proceed to Sections B and C of the examination.